Today we're going to discuss the globalists' real plan. And I know you hear a lot about central bank digital currency, and you're hearing about digital IDs, you're hearing about all these different stories of how they want to control, but this is where it comes down to, and it's getting basically being ran within the centralized system, United Nations, and the technocrats in the globalist world that are not elected. And they've got a real, real plan, and they're actually working on it. Remember, the United States isn't too far off. And I mean, in the sense that financially, we're pretty much done. Our U.S. debt is up by the same amount in just the last 5 years as it has been in the first 221 years of our life. And if you study history, you realize that countries that get to this level of debt creation were basically insolvent. And then you start to see the society in general, the values and the belief systems in general just collapse. I still believe America is pretty great. I think there's probably 100, maybe even 150 million Americans that actually believe patriotically in the Constitution, in the rule of law. I mean, you could range that from the gangbangers all the way up to, you know, the country singers and military veterans. I mean, there are a lot of people in this country, but the narrative of mainstream media and the narrative of who's running the narrative anyway will make us think it's something different. And so as far as we know, you know, we're in this queer nation. We're collapsing in moral value. We're somehow a racist nation, which all of these claims, this white supremacy, all of these type of claims are just downright BS, but they're designed to divide, to create anger, but they're just not real claims. I mean, are we going to have situations of racism? Yeah, you mean like in every race? There are people in those races that hate other people in other races. I mean, this is like human nature to hate people because if they're not in Jesus Christ or they don't have their soul saved, obviously they're in the devil's world and hate is a very common thing. But the globalists recognize that tearing down our world, our nation, and it's doing it through this socialization, you know, tearing down our society, our values, our nuclear family, making it a queer nation, ushering in millions and millions of illegal aliens that are bringing diseases like you wouldn't believe into our culture. And the diseases they're bringing in are now struggling the local hospitals, communities, and as well as the schools. You're now seeing in the Democrat run sanctuary cities, they can't even handle the influx. And people are sleeping on the streets. And it's like, what are you going to do with the people? You know, where are they going? Obviously on the welfare. But why? Right. And this is all Cloward Piven. It's something that Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton even wrote thesis about this stuff. It is designed to tear apart a nation from within, overwhelm its resources, create the chaos, the social chaos. It's why they push the queer nation. And it's why they're trying to destroy women now. And here, you know, the people on the left stood up for decades, women's rights. And now you're sticking in trannies into women's sports, which is obviously outrageously ridiculous. But they're doing it on purpose to create the element of hatred and chaos. And of course, I think it's all by design to usher in this world globalist order. The globalists are making huge moves that are going to fundamentally change how our societies operate. Now, the stuff I just brought up is for a reason, because we are all very distracted. We're distracted by the inflation, distracted by the illegal aliens. We're distracted by the social destruction, the queerness. It's all designed to distract us. So while we're distracted, the globalists are making enormous moves. The United Nations, and they're not hiding it, by the way. The United Nations New World System for cracking down on what they call misinformation, which, you know, anytime you hear that phrase misinformation, It means you're probably saying the truth and they don't like it. And what you're seeing now, especially against President Trump, they're trying to make arguments that he lied because some organization who supposedly was found to be an honest organization made a claim, and therefore he went against that claim, and therefore he's lying. I mean, it's such an outrageous argument. Basically, you're not allowed to disagree with anyone because somehow they have, like the American Medical Association, they're the American Medical Association, Medical Association. If they say something, you can't go against that. Or the CDC, if the CDC said something, then therefore, well, that's just not true. And we've learned that. The CDC, FDA, all of them, they're just criminals, so many of them. I wouldn't say all of them. I think there's probably really good scientists in all of it. But who's kidding who? Even the FDA, vast majority of their funding comes from the very companies they're supposed to be regulating. I mean, it's a criminal system. But I'm not getting down that rabbit hole. I'm just merely saying that when someone tries to cite an authority, I find vast majority of the time the authority is actually full of crap. And that's a really big deal. I've even had a personal incident where they're like, well, I'm going to have you talk to an academic professional. I'm like, are you kidding me? You know how many academic professionals are completely full of themselves? I don't trust half of them, if not probably more than three quarters of them. Because just because you got some degree from some whack job liberal university doesn't make you an authority on something. Where's your discernment? Where's the logic chain? I don't care who says they're authority. They're not authority unless they can show logical reasoning why something is true. And I couldn't believe the bull they were trying to shove down my throat. Oh, well, you know, this academic, this. I'm like, man, you are full of it. You're full of yourself. You think because you went to college that somehow you're smarter than other people? I highly don't think so. So this misinformation is a really big deal because what they're trying to do is make us listen to the narrative of the lie, no different than COVID. That was one big fat lie, and we all know it now. Well, those who pay attention do. The globalist desire is to implement a global system of digital identification. And it's going to be tied, and this is why it gets really bad. I even heard Joe Rogan talking about, thank God it's starting to become mainstream. But they want to tie it to your bank account, your investment account. Why gold and silver is very valuable outside the system in a depository, even in an IRA. I'd be calling Cornerstone Asset Metals. But they want to tie behavior and your ID to your bank. It sounds wild, but it's not. They're already doing it. If you can remember the Canadian truckers in Canada, just because they were protesting the mandatory vaccination, and they were peacefully protesting, mind you, the Canadian government and Trudeau, because he's one of the world economic little baby lovers, and I don't mean that in a kind way, went in and took the money out of their bank accounts and even tried to cancel their insurance policies and everything. And it happened to even Nigel Farage recently over in England. He's a strong conservative in England. And the bank just basically closed his account and the banks wouldn't do business with him. They want to use money to control us. Joe Rogan does a great piece on it. So it's not wild. It's happening. And it's happening quickly is why we need to understand what they're doing. So we could just say, no, I won't say it here, but I love how Joe Rogan put it. Bottom line, it ain't happening. And not under the dead body of about 150 million Americans, but they're going to definitely try. This is not being done in secret is the point. The globalists are proud of what they're doing. But yet only a small percentage of the population is even aware of this agenda that they're actually pushing it through. Now, you're starting to see it more in the, you know, YouTube world, and you're starting to see it in the podcast world. But do you really get what they're doing? because there's not enough debate about it. This should be rising to the highest levels. Now, granted, thank God, not that I care, but Ron DeSantis and a lot of other Republicans, I think DeSantis is definitely losing cause. He's really blown it. Vivek Ramaswamy, I think it is. He seems amazing. Obviously, Trump. But a lot of these people have declared flat out that central bank digital currency will not be allowed in America. Thank God. Democrats? No, they're the socialist communists. But they're doing it, and there's not enough debate. So thank God at least we have a handful of people bringing to the attention, but just not enough. The globalists actually want to create a system that'll literally give them complete and utter control over everything. What you say, where you go, what you do, and where you spend it and how you spend your money. And I'm not exaggerating. Here's a kind of an example of it. The Bank for International Settlements, which is in Switzerland, they're not under any nation's laws. They have their own police force. They are the literal Luciferians of Luciferians, and they are the central bank of central banks. So basically, they're kind of calling the policy shots. They're the globalist world order, you could say. They released a blueprint. So mind you, this is not like conspiracy, because they're putting it out, not just doing it, but they're putting it out. This blueprint calls for the creation of what they call a unified ledger. And it would eventually record. Now, listen to this: ownership of all assets. Ownership of all assets on the entire planet. And following is an extended part of this blueprint. It actually comes directly from the website of the Bank of International Settlement. And when you go into and you read about it, the blueprint actually talks about the future monetary system that harnesses the potential of what they call tokenization to improve the old and enable the new. The key elements of this blueprint are the central bank digital currencies, tokenized deposits in your bank, and tokenized claims on financial and real assets. So your house or any other asset you have has to be tokenized, unless the ones that are hidden that they don't know about. The blueprint basically says that the elements being brought together in a new type of financial market, kind of an infrastructure, would be called a unified ledger. And they're saying that the benefit of tokenizing all assets, documenting all assets, whatever happened to privacy of your assets? Why does everyone need to know what you have? It can be harnessed in this unified ledger due to the settlement's finality as blockchained. And it comes from the central bank money residing in the same venue as other claims, meaning it's all in the same blockchain. So they would leverage trust into the federal government, the central bank, and the potential to enhance the monetary and financial system by having it all centralized, which is incredibly dangerous. We've already seen what weaponization of the federal agencies are already doing, and these communist socialists in the Democrat Party are doing, so much so that even Senator Manchin, who's been a Democrat his whole life, is thinking of switching parties because the Democrats are no longer real Democrats. When I would totally agree. I grew up in Detroit. Democrats were basically union supporters. They did fight for a lot of good things back in the day, but they have left the reservation, and they are now these queer loving socialist Marxist communists, and it just has to end. Well, I would like to see it end in my way, but that's probably not going to happen because not enough people are willing to stand up and fight. But this unified ledger transforms the way that people interact with the end user system. Basically, like when you go buy coffee, it'll all be programmable. And the platform will have the ability to bundle transactions. So the unified ledger will allow like all your transactions, whether you're buying coffee, whether you're paying your rent or paying your mortgage, no matter what you're doing, your car payment, All of it will be automated and seamlessly integrated under one database controlled by a central system. And this reduces the need for manual intervention and to reconcile the records that comes with traditional separation of power. See, right now, they don't have total control. Like, they know your bank account, but you don't always do things through your bank account, especially when you buy things in cash, right? Or let's say we trade something with our neighbor. Let's say I trade my lawnmower and they give me a weed whacker. There's no record of that. Under this globalist new system, every single transaction, you can't even give a tip to a lemonade stand unless it's digitally recorded. Basically, they're saying, oh, it's going to eliminate delays and uncertainty. I like that. Because that means it's private. But they're going to sell it because the unified ledger will basically support simultaneous and instantaneous settlement of every transaction. And they're going to say, well, but it's going to reduce the settlement time. Like you notice when you do Apple Pay. If you buy something on Apple Pay, it immediately comes to your phone. You double click it and it buys it. Boom, done. Very, very similar. You see how they're conditioning us through Apple Pay and others? They're conditioning us. And the youth, the zombie youth we've got in this country now. Holy cow. I have confidence. There's definitely still a decent chunk. They're finding young boys are definitely going more conservative. Girls are just whacked out. But there's still hope. Real warriors, real alpha males are still going conservative, and there's hope. Well, they're trying to say, let's have everything in one place. And the unified ledger is going to provide this. And it's going to be basically, which would be like a broader array of actions can be automatically executed to overcome any information and incentive problems that exist. Meaning they want to know exactly who you are, what you're doing, who you're talking to, where you're going. They want to eliminate that. So basically, tokenization from this ledger, tokenization of all the things that you own has to be registered. Well, they can get the big flipper bird from me on that one. We'll expand the universe of possible what they would call contracting outcomes. They always use these words, but what it really means is train your psychological behavior to be compliant. The unified ledger basically opens the way for new types of like economic arrangements. They're going to sell this in such a way that it's proficient in society. And see, some of these things are just not possible today because the incentive and the information, there's friction. There's not a congruent, clean path of everybody's intent. But if they get their way, they'll eventually transform the entire financial system and have complete control over your bank account and every bit of your assets. And it's all done through the ecosystem of smartphone apps. And it's far exceeding the expectations of these platform builders themselves. It's not good. I contend when I'm done with all of this, I am getting rid of my smartphone, going to a flip phone, and I'm getting rid of basically all of my electronics for the most part. Maybe have an iPad. Hate it. There's good things I can learn on the internet sometimes, but the vast majority of it is really bad stuff. So the question is, who's going to be in control of this unified ledger? Yep, the globalists. Mike Adams even pointed out, and I like him. He sometimes sounds extreme, but he's not. He's just always ahead of his time, kind of like Alex Jones. But he pointed out that this would mean that your ownership, the ownership of your assets could be revoked or altered at any time. They could say, you know, you don't deserve that 1968 Mustang anymore because you haven't been a good boy. Your social credit score has dropped. So we're going to take your Mustang and give it to somebody else. This is obviously Orwellian. And the globalist-run unified ledger, records of ownership of all assets, checking accounts, real estate, bonds, stocks, anything, paintings, all were run through a centralized exchange run by the globalists who are not elected. All assets in the world will be tokenized. Good luck. They better get our guns first. But this is a process that the Bank of International Settlements describes as recording claims on financial or real assets that exist on a traditional ledger on a programmable platform. See, the good news is that they're still going to have a hard time controlling assets that we don't put on the ledger unless they, what they'll probably end up doing is making it illegal to have anything that's not declared. So guests have to declare even like our really cool Barbie collection that my children have. Because I guess it has some value, right? Or I mean, you could see how insane this gets. But it'll have that programmable feature so that your ownership of assets can be revoked or altered at any time. And according to the social engineering desires of these globalists, all you gotta do is look at China. Ownership of all assets on the entire planet would be determined by the unified ledger. And so if you're really a bad boy or girl, or gender neutral, whenever you want to go there. Do you know that the Bible, every time the Bible refers to we, us, they, and them, they're always demons. But when you get into the unified ledger and you're a bad boy or girl, they could go in and simply transfer ownership of everything that is yours to somebody else in just a few clicks. You would own nothing. But they also want to give the United Nations unprecedented emergency powers. And this is going to be done at the Summit of the Future in September of 2024. And I think that's going to coincide with the pandemic treaty when the World Health Organization will then take over sovereign rights of how to run a pandemic. They're starting to take advantage of the concept of emergency power. You even get ding dong, sloppy Joe making a soft declaration that there's a new emergency in climate change. These people are so full of crap. I'm stunned at the ignorance of people to even believe this. If they get a hold of the emergency powers at the Summit of the Future in the United Nations, and then they pull off the pandemic treaty, which Sloppy Joe said he would sign, that is a major step of these unelected bureaucrat globalists controlling you and me. We, the sovereign people of the United States of America, free people, patriots, all that concept just goes right out the door. Basically our constitution will be obsolete. So the powerful United Nations is now seeking to increase its influence worldwide by seizing global emergency powers. And Ding Dong Sloppy Joe supports the proposal. I'm just telling you, this stuff's coming in right around the time of September 2024. And right before our general election. Interesting timing, huh? Right before the general election, they're going to probably do some global emergency at the Summit of the Future. And they'll adopt a so-called Pact for the Future. And it'll include provisions which will create emergency platforms for the UN to take over everything. And if you don't believe it, you're going to be trapped and caught right in the middle of it. I would share this information with people and say, well, what can we do about it? You elect Republicans, not that I'm a favor of them either. Mitch McConnell and many of them need to go. But you get out there and start sharing the information and saying it is that serious and we've got to take this country back by sharing it with as many people as we can and just saying no way. I truly believe this unifies the left and the right. And I don't mean the queer, you know, and I mean that queer in a lot of ways, like the mentally ill and all of them on the left, the socialist liberals. No, I'm talking people who vote Democrat because they don't realize Democrats have changed. I think this goes from literally gangbangers in the hood can go along and join the cowboys of country music. And I really mean that. I think this will unify us as people because this is no longer about race that they're trying to divide us on. This is no longer about male or female or where you live. This is about being free. And what's interesting about that is there are people in every category, it doesn't even have politics in the middle of it, that it's all about freedom. And the only ones that seem to not like the idea of freedom are a lot of liberal Democrats because they want to try to tell you what to do, right down to your local homeowners association, those little Nazis. Like, who gives the right of anyone to tell anyone what to do? That's my take on life. Who are you to tell us what to do? That is the mark of a free person. And it's running very low. We better fill this tank up. And the only way we're going to do it is to get as many people on board to understand this as possible. So until next time, God bless each and every one of you.
With all of the recent changes in the political and financial markets, there has never been a better time than right now to invest in silver and gold. When governments simply print billions of dollars in paper money in hopes of solving financial shortfalls, you know that it is time to buy and hold assets of true and lasting value. Free information is available to you right now by calling 888-747-3309. Whether you are a new investor or you're interested in preserving the value of your retirement accounts, we make it easy for you to make smart decisions for your financial future. The specialists at Cornerstone are here to serve you, work to satisfy your retirement goals, and communicate with respect. Call us right now at 888-747-3309. That's 888-747-3309. Or visit us online at cornerstoneassetmetals.com. That's cornerstoneassetmetals.com.